$25,000 a day.
$25,000 a day. Bear in mind, that's the course you go on. All right. Ready for the question? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Any abstention? Carried. Counselor, you understand the action? Thank you very much, Ms. Holloway. All right. Wilford, the General Assembly has a point of personal privilege, don't they?
Yes, certainly do.
All right. Well, I'm going to deviate from the agenda just a little bit here. I'm going to invoke a point of personal privilege as Commissioner and Chairman. First thing I want to do, I want to recognize three, and there are probably more in the audience, but the three that I know, I want to recognize three decorated World War II Korean Vietnam veterans. Colonel Jim Sutherland, my old friend and comrade, I'd like for you to stand up. Warren. Warren Crockett, a Marine in World War II. And the Honorable Jack White. Stand up, Jack. The other point of personal privilege, and this is going to get me in real trouble. She's been to this meeting one time before in 23 and a half years, and I introduced her, and she's never been back. But for the benefit of the commission, I want to introduce my wife. Diane, stand up. No, Rick, it's not my daughter. She really is my wife. And her sister, June, is here, and Colonel Sutherland's wife, Lucy. Glad to have you all. And my one son, the other son, couldn't make it, but I have the elder son here, Steve Pruitt, special agent with the state police. Now, having said that, you probably, many of you already know that my successor has been named and will be taking office, taking the oath of office July the 3rd. And at that moment, I will be out of the business and a civilian once again after 40 years, 23 and a half here. There has been some articles written about Steve's appointment and tell him I'll be there later. And I was hoping the reporter from the Virginian Pilot had stayed this afternoon because I want him to hear it, but Wilford, you can send him a copy of my remarks. Speculation is, how did Steve Bowman get this job? It's a political appointment. It's a gubernatorial appointment, so of course there's some politics involved in it. But he didn't get it because he knows some senator or some delegate. He didn't get it because he's worked for me 14 years. He didn't get it because I helped him get it. He got it because he took it on himself in the time of his career here to go to Kentucky to the Southern Police Institute, which is the same as the FBI Academy, if not a little bit better. I hate to say that with some of the people in the back that's been to the FBI Academy, but the Southern Police Institute is highly rated. Steve went and attended that and got all A's but one B during the time when he was going through, and he don't mind me saying this, a very rough time in his personal life. He did it, went out there and did that. He came back, continued to serve this agency with tremendous dedication. Never asked him to do anything on the weekend or evening meetings that he turned me down. Always represented me at meetings in Richmond and around the state, whether it was a holiday or not. Then he went to college at night and completed his degree. Those are the reasons he got appointed to this position. Not because Bill Pruitt endorsed him, which I did, and I, as I said before, I'm proud of that, and I make no bones about it. He's the right man for the job. He'll do a better job than I've done. He's taller. He's smarter.
Better looking.
He's better looking. And he's younger. And I told that to some folks in Richmond, and one woman said, well, all but one, Bill. I don't know which one that was. Having said that, I'm really proud and honored to introduce to you my successor and the new Commissioner of Marine Resources, Steve Poland. Steve, the floor is yours.
Well, Commissioner, I must be quite honest with you. During the time that I was aspiring to be appointed to this position, I had one other concern that was even more great than how that was going to turn out. That was, if it didn't turn out that way, who my next boss was going to be. That was of more concern to me than being appointed. I would be remiss right now if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Governor Kane, Chief of Staff Whiting, Secretary of Natural Resources Bryant, and all the nice and kind people that wrote letters and phone calls on my behalf and supported me in my endeavor. So at this time I do that. I would also be very remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to personally thank you from two perspectives. One, you just mentioned your 40 years of dedicated public service to the citizens of the United States of America and the Commonwealth of Virginia. You've done so with dignity and honor. You should be very proud. You should also be very proud of the work that you've done here at the agency. You leave me with an agency with a fiscal record that, based on the assistance that you have to your staff, is there's none any better in the Commonwealth. I come in with an agency that's got a perfect audit, and the only thing I can do is screw that up, so it's going to be kind of difficult. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you from a personal perspective. You made note of a couple of accomplishments that I have been able to make throughout my professional career, and they would not have been possible if it not been for the opportunities that you afforded me. You forget that I asked you if I could go to Southern Police Institute. You granted that request. You're the one that took me to the side one day and suggested that I go back to college. You and your wife were the ones who were at my graduation. So, although I had a hand in it, you supported me throughout the way, and I will be always eternally grateful and indebted for your assistance. Now, as I have a presentation I'd like to make, and a little while longer, as Mr. Councilor Bourgogne said, no good deed goes unpunished. So before the day is out, I'll explain to you what that means. But first, you may not have noticed today, but I noticed this morning when the gavel went down, it had a little different tone to it. Didn't sound quite the same way. Maybe it was because of the hand that was wielding it. Maybe it's because it was a different gavel. But on behalf of the Commission and the employees of the Commonwealth of Virginia's Marine Resources Commission, I'd like to present you with this gavel and block, which is a gavel and block that you have used for so many years to preside over this commission. It states William A. Pruitt, Commissioner, Virginia Marine Resources Commission, February 22nd, 1983 to July 3rd, 2006. Congratulations. The second and final part of my presentation is about 2 months ago, Mr. Holland very astutely noticed that the order of the commission members that are around the film portraits have been changed. They've been changed for an obvious reason, a couple obvious reasons. I did not think that the longest serving commissioner and his picture portrait should be relegated to the back of the room. So that's one of the reasons that we have changed the order. And Mr. Pale, if you'll take this opportunity so I can hang you.
Now I know why all these people are here.
I personally wanted your picture, if I was fortunate enough to be appointed, to be in close proximity so I could look over there. And I tried to get one that would talk, but they did not make such a thing. So anyway, that's why the picture is there. Commissioner Pruitt, thank you for everything. Thank you for your service to the Commonwealth, and on behalf of a grateful Commonwealth, I wish you Godspeed.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve. And, Jeff, you'll notice I learned something from J.T. Holland that I used a picture that's about 10 years old. The other thing I would like to do, and Steve, thank you so much for those kind words. I don't deserve that. You really did do it on your own. The watermen and the recreational fishermen, too, that have supported me during the years here have been wonderful. Tommy's here, former commission member, Tommy Leggett. Tommy Mason, I don't want to call everybody over, but Jeff Crockett especially from Tangier. You know, your hometown is the roughest place. Peter Crockett, you all remember him, told me one time, he said, Bill, I've had more problems with my relatives than I have anybody else. So Jeff wasn't one of them, however. He was just a young boy then. But Jeff, your support for me and Tommy on the shore and all of you, Ernie, Pete Nixon, Doug Jenkins in the Northern Neck, it's just, we haven't always agreed. Very rarely have we agreed, but boy, we've been a great exchange. I'm going to miss debating and working with you and working for you, because I've always considered I work for you as a public servant. All right, that's enough of that. Thank you all for coming. We'll now move on with this agenda. Probably finish by 8 o'clock tonight.
We can put you on the fin fish and the crab committee. Come on
back. All right, thank you all again. The next item on the agenda... Tracy, this is two items here that's almost the same, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Ted actually, Warren and Albert Williams.
These gentlemen are actually next door neighbors, and I'm prepared to brief them as one item or as two separate items, whichever the commission prefers.
And in view of time, can we do them both together?
I think we can. The way I read the briefings, it's pretty much the same.